Good evening. This is Ben Torre back again with more thoughts on preparation. Over the past weeks, we have been talking about preparing for the opening of North Korea. We've been looking at questions that need to be researched so that we have a better understanding of North Korea, the people, culture, and society. Most recently, we've discussed the preparations that the church must make and questions that we as Christians and people who want to share the gospel in the North must answer. Tonight, I would like to talk about individual, personal preparation. With this in mind, let me throw out the question, is God calling you to go and share the gospel in North Korea? Obviously, for the great majority of people who answer yes, this can only mean going into the North at some time in the future as the doors open. We have, however, pointed out that already we see the doors opening in different ways. As opportunities for South Koreans and others to go and work in North Korea increase, it is possible for South Korean businessmen, managers, and medical personnel to go into the Kaesong Industrial Zone to live and work with North Koreans. In the same way, people from other countries work and live in the Najin Sonbong area in the far northeast. There are also a few opportunities for people with specific backgrounds to work in Pyongyang. In fact, there is an effort going on at the moment to recruit English teachers. They must be British subjects and be certified as teachers of English as a foreign language. These people will be teaching some of the country's elite. What an opportunity to make an impact for the kingdom of God in North Korea even now. Still, for most of us, any thought of actually going to North Korea to rebuild the nation and share the love of Christ must, of necessity, be for the future. However, our point is, and always has been, that we cannot afford to wait until the opportunity to go arises to start preparing. We need to prepare now, or we will not be ready then, and will miss the opportunity. I also believe that there will be a limited window of opportunity to get involved in major activities, with the potential to transform the society, establishing it on biblical foundations. But if we are not prepared, we will miss the opportunity. This is why all the talk of preparation. So, as an individual, what do we need to be doing? This is the challenging question. Well, the first thing that we need to do is make sure that we are on the right wavelength with God. Are we living, working, and planning in the center of His will? Wanting to go to North Korea as someone who will share the love of Christ is certainly a good and noble desire. However, there can be many reasons why someone might think about this. It could be because they have a fascination for things that can't easily be done. They want to be pioneers or fulfill some sort of romantic fantasy. It could be because they have a youthful zeal to make lasting changes. This is not bad by any means, but it needs to mature and grow. Youthful zeal by itself is not going to be enough to either make sure of getting correct guidance or to hang in when the going is rough. Some people may contemplate going to North Korea because they feel like a failure in everything else they have tried, and think that perhaps this is something that would bring them fulfillment. There are many reasons, but only a few are right. Psalm 24, verses 3 and 4 show us another aspect of this. Who may ascend unto the hill of the Lord, and who may stand in his holy place? He who has a clean hands and a pure heart, who has not lifted up his soul to falsehood and has not sworn deceitfully. While we don't think of North Korea or any mission field as necessarily being the hill of the Lord or his holy place, whenever we are doing his work or following in the center of his will, it is as if we are in his holy place. We will never get there if we do not have clean hands or a pure heart. In other words, are we living a holy life? Are we being obedient to His commandments in our daily lives and being obedient to Him in the little things? The beginning of preparing to serve the Lord is the same. Regardless of what you are or what you are doing, it starts with humility and obedience. The next most important preparation that I can think of only comes when we are living out the first. We must have the Holy Spirit in our lives, working inwardly in our hearts while enabling us to work outwardly. There are two things that the Holy Spirit does in and through us when we have received Him into our lives. The first is the inner work of transformation that leads to our producing the fruit of the Spirit, love, joy, patience, kindness, humility, and so forth. The second thing that he does is the outer work that empowers us with his gifts to operate in this world with great power. In going into North Korea to live and work, we will need to express all the fruit of the Spirit in our lives. It is through this that people will see and experience Jesus Christ. This is how they will know his love. This is also how we will have the inner strength and stability to keep going in a situation that will be neither easy nor clear. We will face great discouragement and often feel that we are wandering in a great fog. Only the Holy Spirit in our lives will keep us on track. However, it won't be enough to be just wonderful people exuding holiness and love. We will be engaged in very practical, very real works that will require deep wisdom and the ability to operate in new ways we have never contemplated. We will be engaged in a great spiritual battle, for our enemy Satan does not want to let go of North Korea or one single soul there. That's also why our personal lives and relationship to God must be so right. We do not want to give the enemy anything that he can use against us. All of this requires that we have and exercise the supernatural gifts that the Holy Spirit gives. So, seek the Holy Spirit. Ask him into your life. Learn about his ways and his power. Become skilled in exercising the gifts that he gives to you. Search the scriptures to learn all you can about the person and work of the Holy Spirit. This is vital. The last point that I want to make tonight is not to do this by yourself. First of all, it is extremely important that each one of us be embedded in a church, a local part of the body of Christ. It is in your church that you are able to worship God with others, that you receive spiritual nurture and can find guidance. It is in the church that the Holy Spirit chooses to operate. Next, try to get together with other people who have a similar call or burden for North Korea. You can pray for and encourage each other and together seek God's guidance. The Fourth River Project has started an organization called the Prepared People. It is made up of small groups of people who gather monthly for prayer, preparation, and planning. Perhaps there is a group near you that you can join. If there is a North Korea prayer group in your church, join it and pray together for North Korea. In any case, don't try to go it alone. You won't make it, and you won't make any difference in North Korea. If you would like more information about the Prepared People organization, call our office at the 3Cs and ask for Sister Mayim, M-A-Y-I-M. Our phone number is 033-553-3395. That's Sister Mayim at the 3Cs, 033-553-3395. Once again, 033-553-3395. I'll be back next Monday with more on preparing. Until then, good night.